how long have you been working on this project?
We started about 7 years ago in the planning process. We've been wanting to do this for years, and we just have never felt that we were in a financial position to do it. And finally, 7 years ago, the board of directors decided that we were just going to do what it took to do it. And so we started out in the design process, and then with Ben, and started with him and started raising the funds through the Campaign for Children. And the years went fast, and then actually we started building when?
The construction actually started on December 7th, 2009.
Okay, and so here we are.
All right, today is the grand opening, so how's everybody feeling to have this project finally completed?
Today is nothing short of a victory for EOA Children's House, for EOA as an entire organization. But the true victors and beneficiaries of all of this are going to be the children, the ones that come here every day and year after year to receive treatment, because the treatment that they will receive in this facility is really unequaled in the nation. We really set out to do something that was not only groundbreaking locally and regionally, but something nationally. And this center is the largest long-term child abuse treatment and prevention center in the United States of America. This is something that is not only something that is truly groundbreaking and a tremendous resource and asset to Northwest Arkansas and the children of Northwest Arkansas, but is something that we think is going to be a game changer for the entire state of Arkansas. Now, this is going to be something that is going to hopefully go a long way towards changing the way the rest of the country perceives the natural state and how it feels and deals with the problem of child abuse.
So how does this building differ from your previous facility, and what does that mean in terms of the care you'll be able to provide?
Oh, this building is so much nicer. Our previous building was very, very small. We were having to do services in hallways. Our old building would literally fit into where we have our main atrium area. And this building will allow us now to over triple our capacity for the serving children.
Another thing that it's going to be able to do is beyond just the service capacity increase that Mike mentioned, and more than doubling our service area with us being located in Springdale and being able to more adequately have a transportation network that encompasses all of the major population centers in Northwest Arkansas. The third primary goal that we wanted to be able to accomplish beyond expanding our service area and expanding our service capacity was eliminating our age cutoff of 18 months of age. One out of every three children in the United States right now that's being abused and neglected is under the age of three. And in the old center, we were only able to capture half of that population. The new center, this center, the Pat Walker Center for Children, has an infant wing that actually can provide long-term child abuse rehabilitative therapy for abused children as young as 6 weeks of age. So we have essentially completely eliminated that age limitation that the old center had. And one thing that I would also like to note is that the way we feel about the Pat Walker Center for Children, the new home of EOA Children's House, is that this isn't our center. This isn't EOA's center. This is the community center. The community built this facility. This center was built entirely with funds raised from private sources. There's not a single tax dollar or public dollar involved in the construction of this facility. And this center is here for Northwest Arkansas because of Northwest Arkansas. And this is something that has been a huge responsibility that has been entrusted to EOA as an organization, and we take that very seriously, and every day we are humbled and honored to have that responsibility.